It is also the Ides of March. Now, if you have missed what exactly that is, Ides of March is today. It is the 15th of March, getting its name, of course, from the ancient Romans. Way back when in ancient Rome, the days, apparently they weren't numbered, but rather grouped within the month. So basically you had the beginning, middle and end of the month, as opposed to the days themselves. It was all based off the phases of the moon. The Ides were in the middle. Now, before the famous assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 BC, the Ides of March were known to the ancients as basically a deadline to settle debts, before that as a time for feasting, and before that a time to sacrifice to the ancient gods. After Julius Caesar's assassination, however, the Ides of March gained notoriety, I believe you could definitely say, as a day of bad luck. And unless you were, of course, someone who didn't settle your debts or you were up for being sacrificed, then you really, really were having some bad luck. Now, sure enough, there have been many a bad thing to happen in the past on this very day all over the world. Varying degrees, of course. I mean, we had cyclones in Samoa in the 1800s. NASA confirmed the ozone layer was disappearing in 1988 on this day. And the rise of SARS was affecting a lot of people worldwide on this day in 2003. But could it be that we're more willing to focus on the bad things that happen than the good? Because there certainly have actually been some good things to happen on this day all over the world too, you know, the flip side of the coin. University of Toronto was chartered in 1827 on this day. Finland became the first European country to give women the right to vote in 1907. Woo! And The Godfather was released in cinemas in 1972. Now, psychologists do agree that there is a lot of power in belief and rituals, especially if, you know, your performance and you have a key outcome when it does come to actually adhering to those beliefs. Basically, what that means, if the Ides of March is really a bad luck superstition, then there must still be hope for everyone in getting it through the day. Basically, if you're believing in bad luck, then I'm assuming you also believe in its counterpart of good luck, and more importantly, your ability as an individual to overcome, I guess, the adversity of the negative. Bad omens and superstitions are always a good timely reminder, though, to cherish the good and positive things happening in our lives. Do be kinder to one another, find enjoyment in the small and quiet moments. And hey, you know, maybe today is a day of bad luck, but perhaps it is just a regular day. Maybe the ancient gods are upset that we're no longer making sacrifices to them, but however you want to look at it, bringing kindness into your world is a very cathartic way, I think, to alleviate the negative energy. So offset any of that bad luck today. Smile at someone, do something nice for someone. This is my takeaway this morning. Forget Julius Caesar and his, unfortunate demise. And balance it out by buying someone in front of you in the line of coffee. I don't know.